This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dr. Michael Cummings, Vice Chair of Psychiatry for the University at Buffalo and Associate Medical Director of ECMC, is on the WBEN Live Line talking back to school and the anxiety that often goes along with it. And Dr. Cummings, I mean, just saying those words, back to school, is a trigger for many, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a big time for all of us. It's exciting, but it can cause a lot of distress for kids and parents.
And, Doctor, I remember when I was younger, it was right around this time, 2 weeks before school starts, where that anxiety would start to build up. What are some of the factors that maybe parents overlook that kids deal with around this time of year?
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on in kids' lives, maybe now more so than ever, as we see so often in the news. But, you know, a lot of it is things that we think are just rites of passage. But, you know, you're going back to school. Friendships may have changed. Maybe you're going to a new school or you're moving up to middle school. So your routine's going to change. Maybe it's the first time you've had to open a locker or go from class to class. So we really want to look at what is causing potential fear and anxiety, social situations, possible bullying situations that you may not be aware of, and also possible learning disorders that often may show up later in someone's academic career as the schoolwork gets more challenging. So there's a lot of factors that could cause it. What we do know is it's very common. Up to 15% of kids will experience this at some point.
Well, how should a parent address it or try to manage it in their child? I mean, do you just dismiss it and say, oh, it's, you know, back to school jitters, you'll get over it in a few days? Or do you validate it?
Well, yeah, you absolutely don't want to dismiss any concern your child brings to you, because that gets heard as my opinions and my feelings don't matter. And even though we're trying to, you know, make them feel better, it'll be okay. This happens to everyone. You really want to validate it. You want to ideally, well before any of this occurs, create a situation where kids are comfortable talking to you about their fears. I know from a very early age, picking up my three children, even from daycare, you know, it was kind of a running joke. Anything good, anything bad happened today. But it created a venue where when something did bad happen, and they certainly did, it gave us, a way that they felt comfortable explaining it, even if there's going to be some consequences. So really, if there are fears, you want to validate them and be proactive. But we really want to be proactive at the beginning, because there's things that parents can do, regardless of whether or not their kids are expressing fear or anxiety.
And what are some of those things? Because kids can be just as good as adults at suppressing those feelings and not letting them out. Maybe they want to hide them because they just don't want to think about them, right?
Absolutely. Avoidance and denial are great, great coping mechanisms until they stop working, right? So, you know, beginning that back to school structure, it's so hard. It's the end of the year, you come up to Labor Day and there's parties and picnics, but slowly getting back into a sleep cycle, getting into your regular, getting up in the morning, being proactive, back to school shopping, getting your supplies together. If it's a new school, most schools offer the ability to go and tour and walk your schedule and, you know, figure out your locker and practice those things. Those can be very anxiety provoking. My kids went to Clarence. I got lost at middle school 5 times doing the tour the first day. I'm like, how is my kid going to do this? You know, so trying to figure those things out a little bit up front and being proactive and, you know, giving your child a chance to discuss what things they may be nervous about, thinking about the positives, you know, whether it's sports, whether it's music, whether it's one class, one teacher, things that they know they're going to be looking forward to. And then, you know, just, you know, being there and being able to listen.
You know, Dr. Cummings, in your experience, is some of this worse now because of COVID?
Yeah, so if you look at actual surveys, up to about 5% across all kids will experience some school avoidance. If you look at a clinical population, people who are getting treatment for something else, it's up to about 15%. If you look at the year or so after COVID, it was as high as 42%. That has gone down some, but, you know, the head of COVID still exists, and we still have some of those worsening levels of anxiety and concerns, even though we're a couple of years out from the main epidemic. So it definitely is a thing. And I think one of the most important things, so I don't forget to say it, is if your child is starting to have hesitancy going back to school, the most important thing is keep them going to school. It is very difficult once a child stops going to school to restart that process. So whether you need to work with a school to get support, maybe you need to look to see if they need a more sophisticated academic plan, whether it's a 504 plan or an IEP or something like that. But really working with a school to make sure you keep your child in school. It's so, so difficult to get a child to reengage once they've missed a significant amount of time.
And do you think maybe schools can do more on their part to maybe educate students about these issues?
Yeah, I think schools try and do this, but it varies from school district and sometimes classroom to classroom. Schools today, I think, are much more proactive than they were in looking at things that can be causing struggles for kids, whether it's, you know, whether it's bullying, whether it's social interactions, whether it's, you know, concerns about gender, whatever is bringing itself up to the surface at that time. Schools are better. But it's still hard to be organized, particularly when you have a very large spectrum of kids with varying needs. So schools can always do a better job, I think. Parents can always do a better job as well. But the first step is realizing that it's likely going to happen to a fairly large number of kids, including your own. And so being proactive and mindful about that is really the first step.
All right.
Michael, thanks so much. Very helpful information this morning to a lot of families, I'm sure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Michael Cummings, Vice Chair of Psychiatry for the University at Buffalo and Associate Medical Director of Erie County Medical Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.